Ever wondered why so many new products fail, despite billions spent on innovation? Anthony Ulwick's What Customers Want introduces a revolutionary approach that has quietly transformed how leading companies create successful products. The traditional voice of the customer method often leads nowhere because customers struggle to articulate what they truly need. Instead, Ulwick introduces a systematic framework that uncovers the metrics customers actually use to determine value. This isn't theoretical. Companies like Microsoft, Apple, and Johnson & Johnson have implemented these principles to create some of the most successful products of recent decades. One medical device company using this approach created the fastest-growing product in industry history, while others have consistently transformed struggling product lines into market leaders. The secret? Understanding that innovation isn't about guessing what customers might want, it's about systematically identifying what job they're trying to accomplish and measuring how well current solutions perform. We don't buy products, we hire them to get jobs done. You don't want a drill, you want a hole. You don't download a music app because you want an app. You want to discover, organize, and enjoy music seamlessly. This jobs-to-be-done framework transforms how we should think about innovation. Jobs fall into three categories: functional, tasks to accomplish; personal, emotional states to achieve; and social, how we want to be perceived. A luxury car helps its owner travel, functional; feel successful, personal; and be seen as accomplished, social. Understanding all dimensions creates innovation opportunities competitors miss. The value of jobs lies in their stability over time. While technologies change rapidly, the jobs people need to accomplish remain consistent. People have wanted to minimize gum irritation while cleaning their teeth since the 1950s. Similarly, capturing and sharing memories has remained constant even as technology evolved from photographs to social media. By focusing on jobs rather than products, companies escape the trap of incremental improvement. When Intuit developed QuickBooks, they focused on helping small business owners feel in control of their finances without becoming accountants. Similarly, FedEx recognized the job wasn't just delivering packages, but providing peace of mind through reliable tracking, revolutionizing an entire industry. When asked what they want, customers typically give vague responses like faster or better, providing little actionable guidance. Ulwick's breakthrough comes from understanding that customers evaluate products based on specific metrics called outcomes. Outcomes are the detailed criteria customers use to measure success when getting a job done. They follow a precise structure: direction of improvement, unit of measure, and desired result. Circular saw users don't just want an easier-to-use saw, they want to minimize kick when starting the saw and increase likelihood of beginning cuts precisely on the line. For any job, customers typically use between 50 to 150 outcomes to judge performance. These outcomes remain stable over time, unlike solutions, which constantly change. By capturing these outcomes, companies gain a precise language for innovation that eliminates ambiguity. One medical device company discovered they were spending most of their advertising budget promoting an outcome ranked 67th out of 90 in importance. By redirecting their messaging to highlight truly important outcomes, they achieved immediate sales growth without changing the product itself. Not all customer outcomes hold equal value. Outcome-driven innovation determines which outcomes offer the best growth opportunities by identifying outcomes that are important to customers but poorly satisfied by existing solutions. The opportunity algorithm, opportunity equals importance plus max importance minus satisfaction, comma zero, reveals the greatest opportunities. Outcomes scoring above 15 represent extreme opportunities demanding attention. 12-15 are low-hanging fruit, 10-12 are worth considering, while those below 10 offer diminishing returns. Equally important is recognizing overserved outcomes where satisfaction exceeds importance. Companies should reallocate resources away from these areas, consider reducing costs by eliminating unnecessary functions, or pursue disruptive innovation when many outcomes are overserved. When Bosch entered the North American circular saw market using this approach, they discovered a dozen unknown opportunities in a mature market, creating innovative products that captured significant market share from established competitors. The opportunity algorithm transforms innovation from guesswork to precision targeting. Traditional market segmentation, grouping customers by demographics, psychographics, or product type, often creates phantom segments that don't meaningfully share innovation needs. Two similar professionals might have completely different needs, while demographically diverse customers might share the same underserved outcomes. Outcome-driven segmentation instead clusters customers based on their opportunity scores, creating segments that truly represent distinct innovation opportunities. Motorola's radio products group demonstrated this approach when facing limited growth. Rather than using traditional classifications, they segmented based on outcomes, revealing three distinct groups: privacy seekers, 40%, valuing security; emergency responders, 28%, needing reliable communications in dangerous situations; and work coordinators, 30%, focused on team communication. By developing tailored products for each segment, Motorola achieved 18% revenue growth in a stagnant market. This approach helps companies find unique opportunities in mature markets, identify premium price customers, uncover overserved segments ripe for disruption, and provide insights for market entry strategies. After identifying opportunities and segments, companies must target specific outcomes with precision, adding function where underserved while reducing cost where overserved. The goal is delivering exactly what customers need, nothing more or less. Five types of broad market opportunities typically lead to breakthrough products, related opportunities forming a theme, like Coloplast's preventing complications focus, unrelated opportunities representing growth avenues, Bosch's 10 circular saw improvements, single opportunities addressable with ancillary products, Cordis's drug-eluting stents, overserved outcomes adding unnecessary cost, Southwest Airlines eliminating meal service, and opportunities for technology development, Tesla's early electric vehicle investment. The outcome-driven approach brings discipline to competitive strategy. The first company to address important unsatisfied outcomes gains separation from competitors. Coloplast's skin and wound care division exemplifies this. Their focus on preventing complications targeted underserved outcomes no competitor had recognized, generating double-digit growth within 6 months in a mature market. Even great products fail without effective value communication. Cordis Corporation increased market share from 1% to 5% in 6 months simply by better communicating how their angioplasty balloons addressed customer needs. Companies can no longer pursue numerous initiatives hoping some succeed. They need a method to identify which development projects create maximum customer value. The outcome-driven approach evaluates initiatives against underserved outcomes, enabling direct comparison between projects. Cordis exemplified this by recognizing stents addressed their most important underserved outcome, preventing blood vessel renarrowing after angioplasty. By focusing resources on this project among 40 others, they reached market first with the stent, which became the fastest-growing medical device in history. Traditional brainstorming fails because creative energy isn't directed towards specific customer outcomes. Focused brainstorming transforms this process by generating ideas only around underserved outcomes, ensuring creative efforts yield valuable results. Companies mastering the outcome-driven approach achieve 86% success rates, far exceeding the industry average of 10 to 50%. They develop products customers want, bring them to market faster, and reduce costs by avoiding wasted efforts. By focusing on jobs and outcomes rather than solutions, you create a foundation for breakthrough innovation that traditional approaches cannot match.